Good morning. Thank you for listening to our program this morning, The Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to personally thank you for listening to our program this morning. We encourage you to write your Bible questions in care of the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. We will endeavor to give you a Bible answer to any Bible question that you might have on any subject. If you will just write that question to us, we will look at it in future programs. We also encourage you to visit our website, www.churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also invite you to any or all of our services here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and those tithes will be given to you at the end of our broadcast this morning. Today, we want to look at part two of a question that was asked last week. That has to do with a statement made in Hebrews chapter 6, in verse number 2, that discussed the laying on of hands. What is the meaning of the laying on of hands, and is it accomplished today? This is a very good question. There are some religions, as the Latter-day Saints, that claim that after one is baptized, that when their elders, so-called, lay the hands on the recipient, that they receive the Holy Spirit baptism and the Holy Spirit. Well, that's an interesting teaching, but is it doctrinal and is it biblical? To begin with, we need to understand what the laying on of hands means. It had different meanings in different time periods. In the Old Testament, the laying on of hands was part of an ordination process for officials that were given to a special work or for a blessing. As to illustrate this, in Numbers chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, Numbers chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, "And present the Levites before the Lord, and the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. Aaron then shall present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the sons of Israel, that they may qualify to perform the service of the Lord." In this account, we see the laying on of hands of the priest was to separate them and sanctify them to be priests to do the service of the Lord. And then they were to be presented before Aaron, who was the high priest, these Levitical priests, in order to carry out the service of the Lord. And so the laying on of hands was used to bestow upon others a blessing or to set them apart for a work. We see this same process also mirrored in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 6, verse 6, when the Grecian widows were not being taken care of, there were men that were separated to do that work. And in verse 6 of chapter 6, it says, "When they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them." Now, the key here is that two things. Number one, that they were laid hands on to separate them for the work that God had called upon them to do. But also, it's important to note that the apostles laid hands on them. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. We also would like to look at another account in Acts, in Acts chapter 13 and verse 2 and 3. Acts 13, 2 and 3. "And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called for them. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away." Now notice, the Holy Spirit commanded that hands be laid on Barnabas and Saul to send them away for the preaching that God had called upon them to do. So they were separated to go and preach the gospel to other nations. We also see the laying on of hands in places like Mark chapter 6 and verse 5. Mark chapter 6 and verse number 5. "Now he could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them." Now this is also stated in Mark chapter 8 and verse number 23. So he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of town, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. Now, both these occasions, and there's some other ones in Mark, in chapter 16 and verse 18, and also in Luke verse 4 and 4, where laying on of hands by the Lord was to extend a blessing and for healing. In these accounts that we just read, it was the healing, physical healing, of certain individuals who had different types of physical infirmities. And so we see by both of these accounts, in the old and in the new, the laying on of hands had different meanings under different circumstances. Sometimes it meant for the separating of a person or a class to do a particular service unto God. Sometimes the laying on of hands by the apostles imparted spiritual gifts. And third, the laying on of hands was done by Jesus in healing physical infirmities of people while doing his public ministry. Yet, the laying on of hands in the New Testament is the means by which the Holy Spirit spiritual gifts were passed to other men. We want to look at a couple passages. In Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse number 17. Now, in Acts chapter 8, we have Simon, who is preaching to the Samaritans. And he was doing miracles, and men were greatly encouraged by the miracles and gave heed to the teachings that Simon had done. Where did Simon get this ability to do miracles? We read it earlier in Acts chapter 6, when the apostles laid hands. He was one of the seven that the apostles laid hands on. But Simon the sorcerer saw this power, and he wished to have this power, to be able to do miracles. But notice, Philip could do miracles, but he could not give the ability to others. How do we know that? Look at verse number 17. Well, let's begin up in verse 14. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet it had not fallen upon none of them, so they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Notice. They laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given in the first century in order to do miraculous gifts, spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. These spiritual gifts can only be imparted by the laying on of the apostles' hand. Simon had the power, but he could not pass it on to others. It can only be passed on through others by the laying on of the apostles' hands. We see this also in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6 and 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 14. Now, that brings us to the case, and the question is, can the laying on of hands be accomplished today in order to give men spiritual gifts? To answer this question, we need to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this is part of a larger context that begins in chapter 12. Chapter 12, 13, and 14 have to do with the use and the misuse of spiritual gifts. The first century church in Corinth were pitting the gifts one against another, trying to say that one was greater than another. And they were misappropriating them and misusing them, and did not understand that the gifts were temporary, that they were not going to last, and so they were not to get too enamored with them. But notice in 1 Corinthians 13, we'll begin with verse number 8. It says, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they shall cease. Whether there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I want you to notice in verse number 8, the Apostle Paul said some things were going to cease. Prophecies, tongues, and knowledge. Now, these were spiritual gifts that were mentioned back in chapter number 12. In chapter number 12, you had the giving of wisdom through the Spirit, to another knowledge, to another gifts of healing, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another the interpretation of tongues. Now, these were different spiritual gifts. They were all given for the purpose of proclamating and furthering the gospel of Christ. And they were given by the laying on of the apostles' hands. But there was going to come a time when they ceased. And when would that be? When that which is perfect has come. Now that's not talking about Christ, because Christ has already come. And he's already ascended back to heaven. This is talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is the means by which now when the Word of God is confirmed, and when men have it, they'll no longer need miraculous knowledge. They'll no longer need different languages, because the Bible will be translated into many languages, as it is today, the most translated book in the world. And so the spiritual gifts were only going to be temporary. They can only be given by the passing of the apostles and by the laying on of their hands. What does that imply, dear listener? That implies that when the last apostle died, the gifts died. Those who the gifts were given to would last only as long as they lived. They could not pass them on to others. So when the last living apostle died, and that would be John the Apostle, early in the second century, the ability of spiritual gifts died with John. The ability to pass those gifts on to man are no longer possible. Number two, they are no longer needed. Why? Because we have a confirmed word. We have the message of God. We have the things that are revealed by God. And now we don't need miraculous knowledge, because we have all the knowledge revealed to us in God's word. We don't need to have spiritual gifts to confirm the word, because it has already been confirmed. Now, what does this mean? This means that men today do not have the power to do miracles. Now, there are many men like Benny Hinn and Rod Parsley and others, who claim that they have the ability to give gifts of healing. This is a false claim, and this can clearly be seen by the limited capacity of things that they can do. If you go back and see the things that the apostles were able to do, to raise the dead, to be able to give the sight to the blind, they're not able to do that today. Why? Because they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit power and its ability to do miraculous gifts died with the apostles. Therefore, it is no longer possible today. And those who claim such things are false and liars, and not doing so to the glory and honor of God, but for their own personal benefit. And so the laying on of hands, it had a meaning in the Old Testament and in the New, but today it is no meaning, because the laying on the apostles' hands is not possible, for all the apostles are now dead. Thank you for the question, and tune in again next Lord.